This is a setback for the Jewish people. Just days ago, the government of Israel made two decisions that I believe are corrosive and undermine Jewish unity. The decisions by the Israeli government stretch far beyond the borders of Israel and will affect Jews worldwide, driving an ever-widening wedge between the Orthodox and non-Orthodox communities. The decisions, while separate, are related. Pushed through by Orthodox powers in the government, the two decisions empower the Orthodox rabbinate while undermining the legitimacy of non-Orthodox expressions of Judaism. One decision relates to the Western Wall, the site where many go to offer prayers or stand where so many have stood before. The Western Wall has been under the supervision of the Orthodox rabbinate, resulting in men and women being separated and women being denied full religious freedom. Over the years, many have protested and demanded that an egalitarian section be created, a place where non-Orthodox services could be held. And after 4 years of negotiation, an agreement had been worked out that was acceptable to all the parties, realizing the hope of one wall for one people. But on Sunday, the Israeli cabinet canceled the agreement, leaving in place a divided Western Wall, a place that for many now feels more like a slap in the face than a symbol and a place for the entire Jewish people. The other decision the government took was to advance a bill that would give total control over Jewish conversion in Israel to the ultra-Orthodox. As many have observed, the decisions made reflect political expediency rather than value-driven policy. This was more about the government staying in power than doing what is right. The majority of Jews outside of Israel are not Orthodox, and these two decisions are insulting. While the Israeli government turns to diaspora Jews for financial and political support, the government now says that their expression of Judaism is not authentic. These rulings are abhorrent and must be challenged, for this isn't just about what's happening in Israel. It's about the Jewish people and our future. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.